Oh, personally?
Yes, sir.
No, my goal was just come out, be aggressive, crash the boards, help my teammates out. But, you know, shots were there tonight, took them, just like any other game. And, you know, they fell.
What were the emotions like this week between last week you were sitting here after the Kentucky game, lose to Texas, 5 a.m. practice, and then all the Leslie PJ stuff? I mean, what has it been like for this group?
I mean, it hasn't been too rough at all. We have tough guys on the team, emotionally and, you know, physically. The thing with PJ, we were waiting to hear about it. And once we got the news, you know, everybody was really sad. You know, we talked with PJ, you know, just us as the players. And, you know, we just, you know, figured some things out and kind of using him as our fuel right now. It's pretty much, aside from the 5 a.m. practice, it's just something we've got to do, you know, to be tough and just keep playing hard. It's not so much coach, you know, running us to death that scares us. It's, disappointing, coach. We don't want to disappoint him. We just got to keep playing hard.
The news about say that you talked to PJ kind of one-on-one as players. What was the mood of that? Just the get-together.
What was the mood?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people are different. Not everybody's the same. So, you know, some guys were quiet. Some guys were more talkative than others. I mean, the overall mood was just, you know, we felt for PJ not being able to play college basketball anymore. It's kind of tough. You know, for a guy who, lives and dies by, you know, the ball his life for him. And, you know, all of us. So, we kind of felt for him. But we know PJ's going to be fine. He's tough. He's tough. So.
When you found out the news about PJ personally, did you change your role in your mind, or did you?
No.
Like today, did you become more aggressive or anything?
No. My role has been the same. Attack the boards, be an offensive threat when needed, be a defensive stopper for coach and the team, whatever we need, just be that person. And I mean, I had it in my mind that I was going to, you know, be it with PJ or without him. So just got to keep playing as a team and keep playing how we know we can play.
You were able to get a lot of steals out of full court pressure. Mm-hmm. What was the key to executing that well? I don't think I've seen a UNC team full court press that much.
Our full court press this year is, I feel like it's stronger than last year's because we got a lot of people, like, for say me and Nate, that like to get a hand on the ball, especially when on ball defense and everything. So when coach put us in the press, you know, our mentality was get a hand on this ball, let's get a steal. And, we got it 3 straight times, one call by the ref was questionable, but the other 2 times we got a steal, put it in the basket, and forced overtime. So I mean, it's something we know we can do. It's not so much a surprise to us because we know defensively what we can do.
What's the shape of that pressure? Is it a man, or is it more like a one?
It's more of a one pass trap. You know, okay. Once the pass comes in, go trap. If you can get another one, go ahead. If you can't, go back to man. And how desperate we were at the end of the half. Kind of needed the ball, so I'm trapping whatever.
you had career highs tonight in a lot of categories. What do you think is the biggest explanation for the reason you've improved and you're playing the way you are now?
Just off-season work. I truly believe that I did put the work in this summer, on my shot, working out with our weight trainer, getting stronger, getting defensively faster. The steals, that's not a big surprise to me because in high school I did the same thing. Rebounding, it's not a big surprise because I've been doing that, did the same thing in high school. Scoring is the same thing. So this is nothing new to me, but, bringing it to the team, yeah, it's new.
You look more confident. How much would you say confidence explains that improvement?
Pretty much all of it. My struggle last year shooting the ball was just, mentality of, coach doesn't want me to shoot. And, he didn't need me to shoot, which was a thing. This year, now we have Leslie back. He doesn't per se need me to shoot, but, if the shot's there, he's 100% behind me and taking it.